This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Jennifer Kubinak, appellant, v. Board of Regents, Southeast Missouri State University, respondent, decided August 19, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Eastern District. Jennifer Kubinak, NOM ED113153, appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the Cape Girardeau County versus cause number 20 CG CC 0074, Board of Regents, Southeast, Honorable Benjamin F. Lewis, Missouri State University, respondent. Filed August 19th, 2025. Opinion: Jennifer Kubinak appeals the Circuit Court's judgment granting summary judgment in the Board of Regents, Southeast Missouri State University's favor on her allegations of violations of the Missouri Human Rights Act, Section 213.10 et Sikidoski, RSMO 2016, 1 for age and sex discrimination and retaliation. The Circuit Court's judgment is affirmed. Background: Kubinak is a 64-year-old woman employed by the university. Kubinak began working for the university in January 2016 as a learning management system programmer. Kubinak's male supervisor was over the age of 40. In July 2018, the university restructured its information. One, all further statutory references are to RSMO 2016, as supplemented, to Technology Department. Kubinak's position was moved to a different department, but there was no change to her job title or compensation. However, Kubinak then reported to a female director who was over the age of 40. In March 2019, Kubinak applied for and was offered a promotion to application programmer. The university's compensation offer was for 85% of the median salary. Kubinak negotiated with the university and accepted the position with her compensation set at 93% of the median salary. Since accepting this position, Kubinak has not been demoted. Her compensation has not decreased, and she has not applied for another position. In May 2019, Kubinak filed a charge of discrimination with the Missouri Human Rights Commission. Kubinak alleged discrimination based on sex and age. Sometime thereafter, the university commissioned a pay equity study. Kubinak filed a petition in the Circuit Court, alleging the university violated the Act's prohibition on sex and age discrimination and retaliation. The university moved for summary judgment. Kubinak denied the university's statement of uncontroverted material facts and supplied a statement of additional facts in dispute. The Circuit Court sustained the university's summary judgment motion. Kubinak appeals. Standard of review. This court reviews a Circuit Court's grant of summary judgment de novo. Sagt Leben ver Alliant Natal Title in Zir Co. 687 SWU 3D 624 629, Mo Bank 2024. When considering an appeal from summary judgment, this court applies the same criteria as the Circuit Court in determining whether granting summary judgment was appropriate. Green v. Photohyam 606 SW 3D 113 115, Mo Bank 2020. The record is viewed in the light most favorable to the party against whom judgment was entered and affords that party the benefit of all reasonable inferences. Weeks, Verge, St. 3, Louis Quinti, 696, SW3D, 333, 338, Mo Bank, 2024. Summary judgment is appropriate when the record demonstrates there are no genuine issues of material fact and the moving party is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. IDIR Rule 74.04 governs summary judgment practice. Summary judgment is proper only if the moving party establishes that there is no genuine issue of material fact and that the movant is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. Templeton v. Orth, 685 SW3D 371 374, Mo Bonk 2024. The movant may accomplish this by attaching a statement of uncontroverted material facts to the summary judgment motion. Rule 74.04c, 1. The uncontroverted material facts must state with particularity in separately numbered paragraphs each material fact as to which movant claims there is no genuine issue, with specific references to the pleadings, discovery, exhibits, or affidavits that demonstrate the lack of a genuine issue as to such facts. Once the movant makes this showing, the non-movant must file a response to admit or deny each of the movant's material facts. Rule 74.04c, 2. A denial may not rest upon the mere allegations or denials of the party's pleading. Rather, the response shall support each denial with specific references to the discovery, exhibits or affidavits that demonstrate specific facts showing that there is a genuine issue for trial. 3. If the response fails to comply with Rule 74.04(c)(2), that statement is deemed to be an admission of truth. Idui, the non-movement, may set forth additional material facts that remain in dispute in the manner prescribed by Rule 74.04(c)(1). Id, if the non-movement asserts additional disputed material facts, the movement shall respond to each additional fact in its original paragraph number and immediately thereunder admit or deny each such factual statement. Rule 74.04(c)(1).